Hi guys, I'm Amelia.
And I'm Sam.
And this is our first podcast. Today,
don't hate us.
Today the theme of our podcast is going to be
random thoughts.
Yay! Okay, guys, because this is our first podcast, we're going to start off by introducing ourselves with three fun facts about each one of us. Do you want to start, Sadie?
No.
Why don't you go?
No, thank you.
What should we do then? Because that didn't work, why don't we do some ASMR?
I'll find something else to do the day tomorrow with you. Okay.
Spray bottle. I'm walking over to my desk and I found a perfume bottle, but I kind of don't want to spray perfume everywhere in order to use it, so let's find something else. What if we just like, oh, I have a good idea. I'm gonna take a mini cactus over here and I'm going to run a pen across it or something, or a bobby pin. Hold it, hold it for a second, please. Ow, I bit. Well, I hope you guys all enjoyed the ASMR. Now, because, oh no, she dropped the cactus on the ground. Now there's dirt all over my floor. Love that! Okay, because this is our first podcast, why don't we talk about some of our favorite types of different things to get to know us? Let's start with
Amelia! Duct tape.
What's your favorite kind of duct tape, Sadie?
Well, my favorite kind of duct tape is mustache duct tape.
Oh, I really like the sticky kind of duct tape. Here's some failed ASMR for you. Ooh, yes. Yep, that's the kind of sound you want when doing duct tape ASMR. I'm very experienced in duct tape ASMR, and I've actually made over $1 million off of my famous YouTube channel called Duct Tape ASMR.
Go check it out, you guys.
I have over 250 million subscribers, and I'm pretty much a worldwide sensation.
So if you don't know her, get out of the rock you're living under.
Now let's talk about our favorite beverages from IKEA. One of my favorite beverages is Drake Flatter. It's an elderflower drink
And it's organic. I mean, who wouldn't love that? You can buy them in little juice boxes of 200 milliliters, and there's only 70 calories and 19 grams of sugar and 19 grams of carbohydrates, which is 6% of your daily carbohydrates. Do you want to know the ingredients? Well, I'm not going to tell you. So too bad. Oh, wait,
that's
I found
a secret.
It. Oh, actually, never mind. I can. There's water, sugar, elderflower extract, lemon juice from concentrate, and citric acid. Please try at home. My other favorite beverage from IKEA is Nordic fruit water. I just love the raspberry one. I'm craving it and a burrito right now.
We love burritos around here.
Oh, let's talk about burritos. Burritos.
They're good.
They're amazing.
I love them.
They're revolutionary.
My one true love.
They're extraordinary.
Yummy.
Amazing. I already said that. Okay. Well, let's move on. So, you know,
what's
when you wake up on a Saturday morning and you just don't really feel the motivation to do anything productive.
Any interactions with people?
Oh, yes.
No go. Except
no.
For your best friend, Sadie Parks.
And then you just like, you maybe get up and like relax and change into some comfy clothes, watch some YouTube, make some hot chocolate. And then lunchtime comes around before you even know it.
And you're like, what do I eat?
And then you just wander around your house aimlessly, wondering and thinking and trying to figure out whatever shall you eat.
And that's why we're here today, to tell you what to eat.
A burrito!
Specifically a chicken burrito with lots of guac.
Yeah, lots of guac.
Don't forget the guac. It's
Part. It's important. Because the chicken gives
the
you that nice warmth.
Tenderness of the chicken. Like, it's so warm. You can just feel it, you know?
And
it's like warm.
But then
the guac
just gives you that fresh feeling.
That little, like, crispiness.
On the outside, on the tortilla, when they, like,
grill
them.
Ugh.
Oh,
I love
it. It's just so amazing. And today is the perfect day for you to get a burrito.
Don't hold back. Go and get yourself a burrito today.
Let's talk about our favorite burrito restaurants.
I really like La Taqueria, which is not really a burrito place. It's for tacos, but they have burritos there.
That's good. I like Sally Limon.
Me too.
It's a Vancouver classic.
Love
really.
Vancouver.
Yeah. So today is the day to go out and get a nice grilled burrito with some warm chicken, some of that like
the tenderness
the
that rips apart when you bite
rice.
Into it.
Oh, yes, and some guac.
Don't
Lots
forget
guac.
The guac.
Do not forget it. And even if you don't normally like guacamole,
today
is
matter.
The day to get some.
We don't care if you don't like it. Get it.
Go try a freshly made burrito.
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 Today. Now that we're on the topic of food,
we're going to be talking about some of our home recipes.
Because we are some very questionable cooks.
They may or may not have worked, so try this at home, kids.
Let's start off with a no recipe, just kind of winging it time we had.
There was this one time when we decided it was a good day for a mug cake.
Oh yeah, great day for mug cake. The rain was just pounding. The rain was just pounding down on the sidewalk so hard that when it hit it, it just kind of made that little like splash with all those little drops coming up, and it made a puddle. And you know those days, so it was just like really depressing.
One of those days where you just wanted to crawl into a blanket and sleep
and hide from life.
Yeah,
yeah. So then we're like, oh well, what should we do today?
So we were like, let's make a cake, but we don't want to make a real cake.
That takes a lot of work.
Yeah, let's make a mug cake, because that's easy enough for us to handle.
right?
Wrong.
It was not to be. So, because we are the creative people we are, we decided to just like wing it because recipes are boring and that's a lot of work.
Recipes are for losers.
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 So we decided to make like a chocolate mug cake with like vanilla extract in it, so like chocolate vanilla kind of thing.
Yummy, right? Sounds pretty good.
It was not. No. Well, in my defense, I thought mine was pretty great.
I thought mine was better. That's a lie. I don't think mine was better.
So we just like threw what kind of ingredients do you think we like?
We had
threw
chocolate
in it?
Chips. We had cinnamon. We had baking soda. We had sugar.
Oh, yeah, we've been baking powder. We had a lot of vanilla extract. We had a lot of like cocoa powder.
Yeah.
All the stuff, right?
And yeah.
So we just kind of threw it in, and someone went crazy on the marshmallows.
Not saying any names, but it was definitely Amelia.
No, mine was beautiful.
No.
I have proof. Okay, so I cooked mine, and it turned out like a little weird, and like it actually looked like a cake, and I was really impressed with myself, gotta say.
And mine,
I'm so modest. So anyways, it turned out pretty good, and it was actually kind of disgusting but kind of amazing at the same time. And
like all mug cakes are.
I know, it was a little like, mine was a little like too moist, a little like undercooked, but I didn't want to burn the top, so I was like whatever. It's like it was like a pudding. I didn't mean to do that. Oh my gosh, it was like a pudding mug cake. A flowery kind of damp mess, but it was really good because I put icing sugar on it and I like made it look fancy with some like candy cane and stuff. But then someone else on the other hand, yours was a literal soup with charred bits of, I don't even know, they're clumps of flour or marshmallow, and they were black char. If I put it in my hand and it wasn't wet, I could probably crumble it into just like crumbs of like burnt things.
Thanks, Amelia. That's really kind.
Any comments on that?
In my defense, I do not have a microwave at my own house. I have never made a mug cake before. Yeah, that's all I
actually
got.
Actually, you have made a mug cake.
I have,
you
but
made it multiple times.
But that was my only defense.
He's lying to you.
No, I'm not.
So that's one of our fun cooking stories. Do you think? Oh, remember that time we made pancakes at your house?
Uh oh.
Yeah,
those were really well done because
those weren't too bad because like.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're just not amazing cooks.
We are amazing.
I like to wing it, but I'm okay with recipes. But like when I wing it, it goes terribly wrong.
I'm bad with recipes.
Yeah. I'm worse at like, I kind of like winging things, but like I'm
bad really
at
good
it.
At winging.
I have an idea for another topic.
Speaking of being bad at something like cooking,
we've
there's
been
also
bad at a few other things,
and one of them happens to be makeup. Today we're gonna be talking a little bit about our beauty pageant past as Alexandria and Jemina. Of course, I think we could make an entire episode about this, but we'll get into that later. Definitely. So, we'll just give you a little brief bit of understanding about who we really are.
Let's start off with talking about just what we used to do at that time in our lives of being Alexandria and Jemina as a full-time job and flying all over Europe to try out new beauty products. Do you want to start us off, Sadie?
Okay. It was a dark time in both of our pasts, but it was also kind of fun.
Kind of.
Depends on the way you look at it. Just kidding. It was very fun.
Yeah, depends on the way you look at it.
Basically,
there's dirt on my floor from that cabin. Oh my god, I'm so
that was Amelia's face. Basically, we went through a stage of becoming our alter egos,
our true
and putting
selves.
On makeup.
Da, da, da.
Ta-da-da!
We were very good at our makeup. Well, let's start off with how we began. We were young then. Nothing but... How old would you say we were when we first started our career?
11.
We were nothing but 11. So young those days. We started small with only a palette handed down to me.
No, we didn't start with that. We started with lipstick. Lip gloss, remember?
Oh, yes. We started small with only lip gloss and lipstick. But we knew that we could make the most of it. We had nothing but an assortment of different lip glosses from Claire's and a lipstick that was melted that I used on Halloween. The melted lipstick in question was probably... it was
deadly.
It was a MAC lipstick. It was a kind of brownish, like shimmery-ish. Not brown. How would you describe it? Brownish, pinkish, like, you know.
Maroon.
It wasn't red.
Wasn't red, okay.
Anyways, you get the picture. And then it was shimmery, and we decided we would make the most of it. We had a variety of different lip glosses, but we knew some of them would be really hard to get off our faces, so we decided to start off with a pink one.
Or out of our eyebrows.
Yeah, so we decided to start with a pink one. We first applied it to our... Whose face were we doing that time?
Me.
Yeah, I thought it was me who had this.
Both of us.
Yeah, we started by applying the lip gloss, the pink one, to our lips because
that's
what it's for.
Then we decided it would make a really good looking blush.
So we proceeded to kind of like get a nice glob on our fingertips and rub it on our like entire cheek, probably from jawline to eye level.
Then we decided it would make a really good brow pencil.
But we also thought it was that one was a little too pink, so we took out the lipstick, and I think it kind of broke, so I guess we had a nice chunk in between our fingers, and we just kind of rubbed it on our eyebrows.
Surprisingly, it did not come out as easy as you would expect.
So surprisingly, I was just shocked.
We were shooken to the core.
So, I would say it was quite a look. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
So then we decided, maybe this wasn't the look for us at the time.
Maybe. Maybe it was not.
So we took it off.
Difficultly.
It took a long time because little did we know that lip gloss was really sticky and hard to get off your face. Well, actually, lip gloss isn't supposed to be sticky, but I had really bad lip gloss at the time. So it was an adventure. But our careers only blossomed from that point on.
We decided doing certain looks using just one makeup piece.
Eyeshadow
was next.
So we would be using eyeshadow, and I had a palette handed down to me
from many generations.
From my older cousin. There were a variety of colors, and it was like, they were all circles, like most eyeshadow palettes, but they each had three shades of that color in it. So that was kind of fun. And one of the looks that was most memorable to me was the storm cloud look with using the Crayola, like, face paint crayons. I think they were, like, Crayola makeup. Nope.
They were. We decided that
we were storms. We wanted a dramatic look. And I knew that I was up to the challenge. Sadie was my model.
I was her model.
She agreed to it after much convincing.
Much convincing. It took a long time.
So I decided I would start off by laying a steady foundation of some blue and gray and white sparkles. So I just kind of dug my little fingernails in there, and I grabbed a bit of color, and I just like put my palm, my hand all over her face and rubbed it down. And then I drew a little storm cloud with some face paint crayon around her eye and drew some lightning bolts, and then I colored her lips black.
That's when we realized it was a very bad decision.
So naturally, we took it off. But it
took a long time.
I
never forgived her.
But also, our careers began to take off after that look was sighted
by France.
We had posted a picture of it on
our Instagram. Go follow us, SadiePark13.
And then someone, a famous
Prime Minister of France, scouted us.
And he was like, oh my goodness.
Prodigies.
Yep. So, naturally, after he saw all of that raw talent, we were invited to go on a tour to France and try out new products. And I would say it was a very successful experience.
I would agree.
So, do you want to tell him about that time we went cliff jumping in France?
Right. It was not a good decision. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, we lost more than just a finger on that trip. I also lost my favorite mascara, which I happened to be carrying with me in the pocket of my designer swimsuit dress. Let's take a moment of silence for to remember falling. That mascara and my finger. It's never been the same since.
Moment of silence starts now. Start again.
France too is really fun, and soon everyone in Europe wanted to go see our makeup looks, and we became famous makeup artists.
We then went to Rome, and then we went to Berlin, then we went to England,
and then we went to Prague,
and then we went to Paraguay,
and then that's in South America.
I know.
And then we went to Turkey.
And then we went to Iceland.
And then we went to Denmark.
And then we went to Italy.
Again.
And then again.
And again.
And again.
And again!
We loved Italy!
And then we almost lived there. But then we left because we got deported back to Canada because we accidentally blew up a building. But that's another story.
Different story, another day.
I just hit her in the face with my phone.
Now we're even.
So that was the beginning of our career, but it blew up even more and we became famous YouTubers.
In Canada.
Because we're proud Canadians. I'm such a proud Canadian. Jack!
Oh, get out. Sorry. Mom asked me a question.
I'm such a proud Canadian that I could be in a maple syrup ad.
We were at one point.
Oh, yes, we were. And you were sporting the full storm cloud look, weren't you?
I sure was.
It was beautiful. I really grew throughout that experience. And
we both grew as people.
Yeah, we both grew so much as people, and both our minds and our souls just blossomed and flourished after the new experiences we had the opportunity to experience. And I'm so happy about that. Aren't you?
I am. It was a wonderful experience every step of the way.
Every step of the way. There was never a moment where I wasn't just enjoying myself and learning and
especially
growing.
In Denmark.
Denmark? Amazing. But Italy?
Italy. Until we got deported, was fantastic.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
So much fun.
We even made an honorary Italian citizen until we got deported.
Leonardo made a sculpture of us.
Oh yes. amazing. I mean, I don't know if he was the real one. I think he was like, he told us he was around like 500 years old.
Yeah. Michelangelo also did because we were just that famous.
So famous.
They kind of look like turtles though.
They're cool though.
They were ninjas.
Oh yeah. Full on ninjas. Like with the little like stars that you throw and everything. Ninja turtles. I think we're just amazing.
I think we are too.
Best moment of my life.
Yes. But then they realized that we weren't actually our alter egos and we were using fake names.
And that's when our career
from the government
slowly just kind of like dropped down. Because I decided the pressure and stress of trying to come up with our own makeup line, which was our next step, was all too much for us. At the time, we had already released 2 albums of songs about makeup that we wrote.
Go check them out on Spotify.
The first one's called
Makeup Angels.
And the second one called Makeup Demons.
One is by one of us and the other is by the other one of us.
Guess which is which. So that's, and we also had released about, we released a line of contour, we released a line of lip gloss, and we released a line of eyebrow makeup so you wouldn't have to use lip gloss as eyebrow makeup. But then we decided our career was, that was too much for us. Where'd it go? Hi.
Why don't you guys just have chicken sandwiches?
Okay.
Unless you're really passionate about making the quesadillas. I'm not sure if the tortillas are frozen, so you might have to thaw them.
There's tortillas in the cupboard.
Okay.
There's corn tortillas.
Okay. You guys can have one chicken breast between you, but I need the other two for dinner tonight.
Okay.
Okay?
Is the chicken cooked?
Yeah, I just cooked it.
Good. We should do a podcast while we're... But we can just continue it. I think we should... Can we just end it now because we only have like a time at a time
left? Sure.
We can babysit. My mom.
Now I think we run out of time to continue our podcast, but we will be back another day. Goodbye. See you later. Thank you for tuning in to Sadie and Amelia's first podcast. Goodbye.